What's happening locally? The news.
And it is time for us to take this morning's look, some of those things relevant to us here in the Republic of Panama. After almost two decades operating in a building on Villa España, the National Public Services Authority, ASEP, is moving to slightly larger premises, for which it will pay almost double. The entity, directed by Armando Fuentes, already has the endorsement for the rental of what would be its new offices located in the Carrasquilla area. The amount of the contract is $1,044,351 for a term of 12 months. This is between January and December of 2023. It is 6,593 square meters of office and adequate space for the operation of the entity. The contract was signed on the 22nd of June of 2022 and endorsed by the Comptroller on the 8th of July. The endorsed contract was published in Panama Compra on the 20th of July. The Drug Commission that meets weekly in the Presidency of the Republic evaluates making direct purchases in the international market. This was announced by Vice President of the Republic and Minister of the Presidency, José Gabriel Carrizo, who explained that the Director of the Social Security Fund, Enrique Lau Cortés, gave a report on the recent purchases made in Colombia. Lau Cortés informed the table of the possibility that in conjunction with organizations such as Comunenal, the Federation of Retirees, Chronic Patients, and some government authorities, we could go directly to acquire medicines from international markets, Carrizo said. Currently, the government can buy medicines directly based on Executive Decree 36 of the 24th of March of this year, which was issued to speed up the acquisition of medicines declared in critical shortage. At the technical table for medicines, it was agreed to recommend to President Laurentino Cortizo that the General Directorate of Revenue, the DGI, head the sub-commission that defines the alternatives to recognize small pharmacies the 20% discount that by law they apply to retirees, pensioners, and people with disabilities. Carrizo said that this subcommittee will look at alternatives that do not affect the cash flow of small pharmacies when they make the 20% discount. The Great National Alliance for Panama, made up of more than 150 associations, made a call this Tuesday to recover trust, peace, personal security, and respect for the private property in the country. However, at a press conference, their spokesperson stated that the method that is currently being followed does not represent the majority of the country, referring to the so-called single dialogue table, where social groups and representatives of the executive participate in Penonome in the province of Coclay. Instead, in the Great National Alliance for Panama, we propose to effectively integrate all sectors in all regions of the country. It was announced on Tuesday in an activity which was held in the city of Santiago de Veraguas. At this conference, the President of the Federation of Chambers of Commerce of the Republic of Panama, Alicia Jimenez, called for the establishment of a large, inclusive, and participatory national table. To this end, Jimenez announced that they have been organized into 10 commissions, such as fishing and agriculture, trade and exporters, industry and manufacturing, health services and pharmacy, among others. We need results. We need to firmly believe that we can do it, she said. In turn, Jimenez said that the Great National Alliance for Panama rejects any pressure action that affects free transit. Threats cannot be established in a dialogue where solutions are sought, she asserted. This after indigenous leaders who participate in the talks with the executive in Coclay have warned of the possibility of resuming forceful actions in the streets in case the agreements reached with the government are not complied with. Meanwhile, Carlos Pitti, a member of the Great National Alliance for Panama, stressed that this movement wants to develop a new social pact where all Panamanians are represented. The Ministry of Public Works, the MOP, sent to the Comptroller General of the Republic the addendum that will modify the cost and scope of the first section of the failed beach corridor. The project was reformulated in 2020 by the MOP after accounting for some $180 million in compensation costs and relocation of public services that were not included in the original contract, awarded in 2018 to the Corredor de las Playas Consortium, made up of the companies FCC Construcción, SA and SIXA. First designed as a 32-kilometre highway, the project was reduced to a 6-kilometre viaduct, beginning in the La Espiga sector at the end of the La Chorrera highway to culminate in the Hacienda de los Calderones sector. After this change, the contractor requested a transfer of the contract to the Ministry of Public Works, a request that was approved by the institution. The project, which has been paralysed now since 2021, will now be carried out by the company Puentes y Calzadas Infraestructura de Panamá. Currently, feasibility studies are being carried out for the work, a project that would be built under the public-private partnership scheme. For the Chamber of Commerce, Industries and Agriculture of Panama, this type of association is attractive to promote local and foreign investment in projects of public interest and thus jobs. However, the union points out that it is important to improve transparency mechanisms to improve the country's image and thus attract more foreign capital. The Economic Commission for Latin America and the Caribbean, the ECLAC, improved on Tuesday its growth forecast for Latin America to 2.7% from the previously estimated 1.8%, despite a very complex scenario of slowdown and inflation, which will deepen in the second half of the year. For Panama, the organization calculated a growth of 7%, the best for the Central American region, where the average will be 4.1%. The global scenario of low growth and rising prices, along with lower growth in trade, the appreciation of the dollar, and the tightening of global financial conditions, seeing a rise in interest rates, will negatively affect the countries of the region, explained the ECLAC. Daniel Teitelman, Director of Economic Development of this United Nations technical agency, stated at a press conference that the region is in a very difficult situation because it is returning to a trend and a path of low growth that has already been watched even before the pandemic. This low growth dynamic is being accompanied by inflationary pressures and high inflation rates that generate a very complex, challenging situation for macroeconomic policy. And the ECLAC expert went on to say that the slowdown process began to become evident after the 6.5% growth registered in 2021, mostly driven by a strong recovery in services after the worst part of the COVID-19 pandemic. But now the adverse international scenario is added to with the war between Russia and Ukraine, a conflict that has generated a lower availability of food and increases in the price of energy that have increased the inflationary pressures that have been produced as a result of supply shocks generated by the pandemic, he explained. The bulk of the countries more or less remain in the same, in their growth dynamics at any rate, and there are some countries in which, especially in the first quarter, consumption was a little more resilient than we all expected. And in addition, investment was falling, but it has fallen a little less quickly than we all expected, Teitelman summed up. Even so, 16 of the 33 countries monitored will not be able to recover the level of growth of their GDP prior to the pandemic by the end of 22. There is going to be a high heterogeneity in the growth rates of the countries of the region, said Teitelman. The ECLAC projects a growth of 2.6% for South America and Venezuela in the lead with 10%. For Central America, the estimate is 4.1%, with Panama having the best numbers, 7%, while the Caribbean is expected to grow 10.2%, although this sub-region reaches 4.7% if Guyana's 52% is excluded. To face this new slowdown cycle, the ECLAC considers that it is urgent to boost investment. The macroeconomic policy must boost sustainable growth, seek price stability, generate quality employment, reduce poverty and inequality, said the agency. And that's it. There we go. There's our look. Some of those things relevant to us here in the Republic of Panama, compiled for you on this morning's breakfast show.